Hi there, Thomas. Thomas, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. How's your day going so far?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then because it's a brand new business, she wanted me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Not bad. That's a good thing on a Tuesday, right? Now, I do have your file here in front of me. I'm sure you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page?
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you, especially being brand new, that's the power of this particular listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your company, but they need to find someone who does lawn care. So they go on their computer, they go on their smartphone, they type in lawn care, lawn maintenance, lawn mowing, whatever they might type in, as long as it's a service you want to be found for. Our job is to make sure that your business, Upstate Lawn Care, is one of the options that people see. Now, obviously, you use Google yourself. You know you won't ever be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. But as long as you're on that first page, it gives people the opportunity to learn about your company, even look at a website for you. And then, of course, when they call you directly, it's usually because they want to hire you. Now, we do build websites for our clients that don't have one, and for our very young clients, I can often include a website at no additional cost. I'm going to make that request of my supervisor right now. I mean, obviously, our job is not just to list you where people can see you. It's to give them the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, of course, with this, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook paid ads as well. There's a social media campaign. It's really a comprehensive package to make sure that the people in your service area can find you when they're doing that search. You do qualify for reduced pricing. In fact, our new in-business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. You'd actually save $350 off the normal cost of the service, and it brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $249. And that $249 would be the exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls do come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Now, it is offered on a month-to-month basis. I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Yeah, would be.
I mean, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And, of course, you know, being brand new, traditional word-of-mouth is not yet that reliable factor in bringing you new business. But, I mean, every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can continue to use your services, recommend you to their friends. Now, I know it's a brand new company, but do you have any photos of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos, so we can build out that website?
Well, that's part of my biggest problem is that I don't, but I probably will by the end of today.
Okay. Well, I mean, if I can get my supervisor to approve the website, that is, we include the initial construction of the website, the hosting, the maintenance, and the updating of the website as well. So we can use any photos that you already have. We can supplement with stock photos in the meantime. But as we send you new jobs, all you'd have to do is take more photos, and we can add them to your website. There would never be any additional cost for that. Now, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system as well, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, of course, most of the time, you're just going to get calls directly to you. Thomas, everything has the click-to-call feature, and we will be promoting your phone number. So they're calling your number directly. The website that we built does have a contact form, so people can tell you where they're located and what they want to have done, when they'd hope you can come out, and things like that. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form does repopulate on your tracking system, so you always know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
When would I be charged?
So it does bill proactively, like your rent. You know, you pay on the first, and then you're paid up through the end of the month, because we do get things started right away. I mean, it would take maybe 5-7 business days for us to build out your website. Your Facebook ads are up and running, usually in 7-10 business days. So we would typically process that payment the day that you start, which would be today, and then we would do a client interview right away. We'd get you through to one of our technicians, talk to you about not just the hours that you want to be listed for, but things like a mission statement, motto, slogan, tagline, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, Thomas, we'll use it, of course. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Would that $249 be available for us to get things started today?
I think so. I just have so with the pricing again. When does the price go back up to the $600 a month?
That's a great question. The best thing about our new in business rate, I mean, not only is it the lowest rate that we offer to the public, it's actually a fixed rate. It's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It really amounts to more of like an assistance program, if you will, just to make it affordable for younger companies. Because although it is month to month, we do know that our clients do tend to keep the service, of course, because it works, and your success would be our success. We've been around since 2004. We definitely do want to make it affordable for you. So that $249 would actually stay with you as long as you stay with us. It'll never go up, actually not even by a penny. Even if we have to raise our prices down the road, even if the new business rate changes down the road, you would still be kind of grandfathered in at that flat rate, that $249.
Okay.
And then when we get your phone ringing, is this the number that you would want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yes, it is for now. If that ever had to be updated, is that possible?
Sure. Yeah, we can update anything. Okay. If you want to change the phone number, if the name of your business even changes, if you want to add services or remove services, we can always do that. Like I said, even like photos and everything like that. Now, one of the things that a lot of our clients love, I mean, you are going to have, like I said, we call it your client dashboard. It's not just your tracking system, but it's your reporting and everything else. You can print out invoices for tax purposes and things like that. You'll also have a website editor tool available to you, and a lot of our clients love the fact that they can actually make changes to the website themselves. You can update photos. You can do like a holiday special or whatever the case might be. Most of our clients, I would still say the vast majority of our clients do just want to take care of everything, make sure their phone is ringing. And, of course, either way, there's no cost for that. Now, the business is service-based, right? I mean, I see an address. One thing that Tara found when she was looking for your website was an Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. Of course, that's a very different service. Paying for leads does not conflict with being a top option on that first page of Google. Now, Angie's has got the 829 Sloan Road. Now, is that your residence?
Yes, it is.
It is. And customers don't go there, right? I mean, you always go out to the customer. No one comes to you. That's not like a physical address you would want your customers to see.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And that's kind of how Google expects it to be. I mean, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront when you go out to the customer. And, of course, they also don't want customers to go out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even that zip code. And then, of course, we can target anywhere, whether it's 5 miles away, 10, 15 miles away, 20 miles away. We don't just draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where you most want to be found, very targeted marketing. Are you doing any commercial work or is it strictly residential?
For now, it's just residential because I just started, but you know, maybe one day commercial.
Yeah, and again, when that changes, just let us know. We can add additional content, you know, talk about the different services that you'd be adding and things like that so you can start getting more of those types of phone calls. Now, Tara never did get your last name, Thomas.
Oh, it's Huetig, H-U-E-T-T-I-G.
And those were C's like Charlie, right?
No, two T's, like Tom.
Oh, T. So H-U-E-T-T?
Yes, sir.
And then was the last letter a C?
I-G, so G as in God.
Oh, I-G, okay. Just a little bit of... it's not really static, but it's just kind of muffled a little bit. So H-U-E-T-T-I-G. And then, like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you'll get a text message as well as an email. The phone number that we're speaking on, it is a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then, Thomas, what is a good email address, either for you or for the business itself?
Right now the only one is T-Huetig, so H-U-E-T-T-I-G again, 0910 at gmail.com.
0910?
Yes.
And then you said that the first initial of T was in front of it, so your first initial, your last name?
Yeah.
And then 0910
yep.
at gmail.com. So definitely a personal
yes,
email, which is fine. It won't appear on your website, meaning no one would even see it. It would, though, be attached to the contact form. So when people fill out that contact form, you'll still get emails. And then from time to time, we'll use that email address to send you pieces of information, longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. We'll email things out to you. A lot of the times, though, Thomas, we will simply call you or even send you a text message. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
No, either way, it's fine.
Okay, perfect. Now, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, again, let me just make sure that I was able to get the website approved. I usually am, especially for a brand new business. There it is. I heard it earlier, just never checked it. So it says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one that seems to be using Angie Leads, I'd be more than willing to approve your request to upgrade from a landing page to a custom website at no cost. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So the website is approved. It is a custom website. And, of course, that means that we can make changes at any time for you. If you don't have any other questions for me, the $249 is an out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee or anything like that. And, again, that's a fixed rate. I would do a couple of things. One, like I said, I'd be scheduling that follow-up call with our technician. The other thing, Thomas, that's required of us because we're Google partners is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're including that website, of course, reducing the cost of the service and even waiving your setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Thomas, give me just one quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance. To outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Upstate Lawn Care LLC.
Okay. And that's exactly how I have that. And then, Thomas, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Thomas Huetig, business owner.
Okay. Mr. Huetig, as the owner of Upstate Lawn Care, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Thomas, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Huetig, it says to get results as fast as possible, Thomas. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Thomas, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Huetig, it says, in hiring local splashers or certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There's no conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for Upstate Lawn Care. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online, even if your phone number changes, we make sure that your information is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Thomas, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Mr. Huetig, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thomas, we'll be doing what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure all the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and with my supervisor allowing me to include the custom website, of course, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 18th of June, in the very reduced total amount of just $249.00. Thomas, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. And, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included at no cost. And in this case, with my supervisor's approval, we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. Thomas, that custom website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, that $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too, if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. In fact, Thomas, you can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Thomas, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Schutze, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Thomas, that first payment of $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
Visa.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or
yes, sir.
Any middle initial?
My name.
First and last.
First and last.
Okay, you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 4-3-3-4-7-7-0-0-9-6-7-5-2-9-6-6.
The expiration month and year?
0-8-2-9.
0-8 of 2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
6-3-2.
We have 632, 632 on the back. I've got August. You said August 08, right? 08 of 2029?
Yes, sir. Oh. Yes, sir.
And then the card itself, was it 4334-7700-9675-2966?
Yes.
And then that bill's at the 829 Sloan Road, 29349?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does, in fact, have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. I do.
All right. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And Thomas, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day or that same day if they receive it early enough. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. You'll receive that link also by a direct text message, and when you receive either the automated email or the text message, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. Looks like the next available, I could in fact get you in at 11 o'clock. There's also 12, 1, and 2 o'clock this afternoon. It looks like there's just 4 o'clock, and then we're booked out at the end of the day. Did you want something as early as possible, maybe a little bit later?
Can we do the 1 o'clock?
We could do 1 o'clock, yeah. It would be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2. The call itself takes about a half an hour, usually gets you right at or shortly after, in this case, 1 o'clock. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll actually be on the beginning part of that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. I may already be on a call, in which case they'll just call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. I did want to add just another layer of protection, a little bit of extra security here on the account, whether I'm on that follow-up call or not. I just wanted to put a simple question and answer on here. If anyone calls us and tells us that they're with Upstate Lawn Care LLC, even if it's you, Thomas, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, Thomas, especially like a week from now when your website is active. If you do happen to start get phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google, or even if they say they're local slash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question, and if they can't provide that to you within seconds, politely let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money listing, politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification is already attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states that it bills once a month on the 18th for $2.49 and never anymore. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you were born in, and then what is the answer?
Burley, Idaho.
Burley, okay. You have to type it in twice. And you're all set there. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I have the email right here.
Okay. Let me see if our system has sent you more than the one that I want you to see. Actually, it hasn't. Our emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes everything comes all at once. You will in a minute or so get the welcome email, but the one that you have now is the one that I wanted you to see. It's the Local Splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and it says your invoice is located below, and then please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, if you click on that click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you here on the left-hand side. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable, but real quick, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. We do want you to get those phone calls and opportunities, so we will mirror the content on Bing. Of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are doing that custom website for you. I did get that upgrade approved. We're doing Facebook ads, etc. You'll see that long line that goes all the way across it. Below it, it populates your phone number in a couple of boxes. We do want you to click on both of those boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other, that you are the certified holder of the card. And then, of course, click on that box. The longer box towards the bottom there with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you either copy and paste or type in your name. It is case sensitive if you're typing it. The T and the H are capitalized. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy a space before your name or after your name. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears in that box, do click the confirm signature box to the right, or maybe it's below if you're on your smartphone. But once you click on that confirm signature box, Thomas, it does a couple of things. It actually lets us know that it's month to month, that we've included the website, that we've waived your setup fee. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
So, yep, I'm there.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that now, our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. If you were to log in now, you would probably get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up, try back later. I would give it a couple of days, especially, you know, we have to do your client interview first for there to be something for us to create and then track. You will get a welcome email in about a minute. Last couple of days, that welcome email has been lagging. So I'm going to send it out manually. It does mean that our automated system may send you another one later on, but I did want to send you that welcome email because it does have your username and password on there, although it's not something that you need right now. Like I said, I would give it a little bit of time before you try to access your tracking system. You'll actually get notification, though, when that system is active. But your username is going to be your phone number. It's in our system the same way, so you can't change it, but it's easy for you to remember and easy for us to access information. The area code's included, but just the numbers, so no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is 864-431-4478. That is your username. Now, there is a default password, and you can change that password once you access your tracking system. Some people never change it, and that's okay, too. But it's Fun Video, FUNVIDEO, all lowercase, no space. That's your default password. Like I said, you can change that once you access your tracking system. The other thing is that you did receive the welcome email, the one that I sent at least, or maybe that's the system sending it too. But there's also another one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, recently, and by that I mean, about 6 months ago, maybe eight, Google made the process of getting PIN verified just a little bit more comprehensive, and it's all by design. They want to make sure that every business on that first page is, in fact, an active local business, someone that could provide the services listed when called. So this will help us to satisfy Google to make sure that you are in compliance. It doesn't have to be everything on this list, but anything you can send our way, any pictures of tools or equipment, the work vehicle, any photos of a business card. Obviously, there's no real workplace since you go out to the customer. Google's usually happy with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
It is not yet insured.
That's okay. It's a brand new company, and we don't expect everything to be in place all at the beginning. But like I said, anything you can send our way will help. Doesn't have to be everything on that list. There is, though, a link that you can use to actually send us that information. I'm going to send you now a calendar invite to your inbox. It's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and it's fine if you do. It's just going to say local/CIENG, that stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. In any correspondence to the support email, Thomas, please include your username or phone number. They're basically the same thing. You can send everything there. It just helps us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. I'm pretty sure in the client interview, they're going to give you photos at Local Splash, PHOTOS, photos at localsplash.com. You can, if you like, email the team directly, but like I said, anything and everything can go to that support email. You're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am in between phone calls in that 1 o'clock hour at the beginning part of it when our technician is ready to call you. I'd certainly be happy to say a quick hello to you. If I'm not, though, you take care. You have a great rest of the day. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website up and running, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your time today, Thomas, and for your kindness and patience in taking the call. We'll be talking to you in that 1 o'clock hour.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.